came out of...
Congratulations to Willie Mullins, who has just won the Grand National, his second Grand National, his first with Headhunter in 2005, and now with I Am Maximus, who has run away with that race in the end.
Yes, I mean, that's what I thought, that I was never sure how good this horse was. What really opened my eyes was the Bobby Joe, to win a Bobby Joe like that. And he had his weight for the National. I said, this guy is well ahead of the handicapper. And you need luck in this race. Paul guided him around, even though he was sticky at a few of his fences. You could see he was thinking about going, not going. But I could see all the time that Paul was happy where he was, just looking for room, looking for daylight. He eventually got it and got him out and set him alight. And, you know, he made little of his mark, so that means he's going to be a Gold Cup horse. You know, it's extraordinary how we came to have him. I think Nicky Henderson had him, Henrietta Knight, and then Mike Bretsch moved his horses to Ireland, and Nicky said to me, make sure you get that horse if you can. So
thank you to Nicky.
Thanks to Nicky and Henrietta, I mean, who also organised all that. You know, so that's why we're here today.
And tell me about the horse, because obviously he's a huge talent. You can see that. Yeah. He has his own way of jumping. What's he actually like to train at home?
He's just another horse, but he never shows me on the gallop that he's a champion. He's just another horse. He comes up the gallop. Rachel rides him. And, you know, he's an easy enough horse to ride. You know, and he's nearly a stable pet, I think, with Rachel. So, he's unremarkable. If you saw him out in the field, you wouldn't pass any remark. But he's obviously got an engine.
And it was the Bobby Joe you started talking about, grade ones, about Gold Cups, and that has underlined it here again with that success.
Exactly. You know, when you can win a Bobby Joe like that, you know, that is probably one of the best trials for the National. And, you know, he just ran away with it. It was just extraordinary. And that's when I started to really think we had a real life chance.
And a first win in the race for Paul Townend. You must be absolutely delighted on his behalf.
Absolutely. I mean, he's just riding so well at the moment. He's just riding with such confidence. And when a jockey is, like any sports person, when you have that big C confidence, things just happen for you. And you make them happen too. But, the ball bounces right in. The ball bounces the right way. And Paul just sees things other jockeys are not seeing at the moment. You know, he's just riding in a different zone, I think.
And what does it mean to you, this success?
Oh, fantastic. You know, it puts us right up there with a chance for the English title.
Absolutely.
Another Gold Cup for JP. What more could you ask for?
And is it any different to when Headhunter won? Do you feel different?
Obviously the first National you win, you know, I was on cloud nine for the whole year until they passed the winning post the following year. So hopefully it'll be like that again this year, you know. Winning the National is just special. It's the first race we all see on TV and first time you want to, you know, entry and the spectacle and the atmosphere of it. And it's just a special race to win.
Well said. Many congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you.